Ian, 4 wins on the trot, 20 years since you've done that. What does it feel like today?
Yeah, oh no, it's good. There's little bits of it that we were disappointed with, to be fair, as a group, which was kind of our defensive attitude in the way we started the game. I thought was pretty poor in that. But we spoke about that, and it kind of took a Benny Murdoch shot and a going down to 12 men before we kind of shown the resilience what we want all the time.
Your first half performance, you had 38 points on the board. What do you say to the lads at half time?
Oh, we spoke about the D, to be fair, saying that it wasn't good enough in the start of the game. And all the boys know that we've got certain standards that we hone to ourselves pretty close, and we try and keep that core beliefs, and we fell short defensively in the first half. So although the attack was great and it was good to see, and we nailed a lot of our execution on the end of it, Gaz O'Brien's passes to the wing were superb, but we was disappointed with a little bits of our D.
What about the second half then? Because Hull really put you to task and under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, they started the second half, or they started the first half, to be fair, which was real quick, direct around the ruck, and they caught us a few times. They split us on the ruck in the first half a few times. And like I say, our D just wasn't quite right. But again, we kind of controlled the game, I thought, quite well. Is when it was getting a bit hectic, we kind of found a touchline after a set of six, walked to the scrum, just kind of settled it down a little bit, and that was kind of credit to people like Dobbo again.
Is this a measure of how far you've come? You've put 54 points against the Challenge Cup winners on their home ground, and yet you're still saying it's not quite good enough.
Yeah, probably, it is. It's good that we're looking at it that way as well, but the one thing for us is we want to be consistent at what we're doing every single week, so I'm not worrying about the other teams. It's about us and about our performance as well, and all the boys will tell you it's about how we perform. It's not about the team that we're playing against. It's we want to improve as a group and as a team as well, and hopefully that will take us to the top end of the table.
Any particular performance today that you thought really stood out for you?
Oh, I thought our bench came on and gave us a real big lift, to be fair. I thought Lamataze as well, out there in the middle. So they've been great all year for us as well. And if you want to look at the attacking side, you've got players in there like Gaz O'Brien and that. Again, I just think the big key kind of was the way Dobbo kind of controls the game for us, along with Rob Lewis. That was a big aspect of our game today and why you ended up getting the points that we got.
Well, you're in second spot. What does that feel like as you head to Easter?
Oh, no, it's great to be in that position, because like you say, the table starts taking position around about Easter, just after Easter as well, so it's important that we continue on it and hopefully come through the Easter period all fit and healthy, which is we've done at the moment. So it's onwards and upwards, hopefully, for us.
Well, you've not got too many injured players or players you're particularly worried about. Well, you've got Lee next week, next Friday. What's your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I think it's great for us, Salford against Lee. It's going to be a real good derby for us. We've probably not had one for many a years now, so it's going to be a good contest to play Lee in the Super League and have that derby there as well. So it should be a good game at the AJ Bell, so hopefully we'll get a big crowd down there to support us on Good Friday.
I'm sure you will. Who are the key players in the Lee side you'll be looking out for?
Oh, to be fair, they've got a big pack. That's how they're trying to play teams as well, and they try and play you real direct, and then they're pretty smart on the back of it as well. So, but I think the big threat will come from their pack and seeing if we can control them.
4 on the bounce, 20 years ago, there was a certain young scrum half dropped a goal against Sheffield to make that run. Do you tell the lads about that?
Oh, I tried telling Gaz the other day, but he didn't want to listen, so I have to just keep it to myself and tell everyone else in the coach's room. I tell them that one, so but Gaz ain't interested.
I suppose, really, for Salford, it's far too long that a record like that has stood.
Yeah, it is. It's good that we're starting to do it now, and hopefully we can knock off your next 4 and then maybe the next 4 after that, and you keep building a little bit. And it's important for us as a group and as a team that, like I say, we keep winning and we keep building that momentum as well, which is real positive at the moment for the club.
Is confidence building as you win more games?
Yeah, it will do. I think on the back of how we perform and the individual and collectiveness of the group will increase as you go further and further through the season. So hopefully we can continue on this run. Who knows where it'll take us? We'll see.